أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا عينا يشرب بها عباد الله يفجرونها تفجيرا. In the previous ayats we read where Allah Ta'ala explained that He has shown man both the paths of being obedient to Him and being righteous, and being disobedient to Allah Ta'ala and going on the wrong path. Then in the ayat of yesterday, Allah Ta'ala explained for the wrongdoers one aspect of the azab that they will be receiving, that they will be chained up, shackled up, and then will be the fire of Jahannam. And that is according to their own lives in this world. Therefore, and also in different places of the Quran, Allah refers to different punishments. And for the righteous people in different places, Allah Ta'ala refers to different favors and different ni'mats and enjoyments that they will get in Jannah. And in Jannah also, there will be many ranks of people, the highest of which will be of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then the Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. And then we find Allah refers many places to the Abrar, what they will get, the very righteous and pious people. In other places we read about the Muttaqeen, what they will get. Other places about the Mu'mineen, what they will get. So there will be different ranks of all the people. And Allah Ta'ala is, and also the what they are going to get in different places in the Quran, different favors of Allah Ta'ala are mentioned. Allah Ta'ala is referring to the Abrar, who are the very special and great favorites of Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا. البتہ نیک لوگ پیتے ہیں پیالے جس کے ملونی ہے کافور. Undoubtedly, the Abrar, which are the exceptionally pious people, they will be drinking from a tumbler, from a glass, and it will be mixed, it will be flavored with camphor. This camphor is not like the camphor of dunya. The comparison ulama have given is for various reasons. One is how camphor is white, it will be white like that, and it will be mild. It will be fragrant and it will be very pleasing to a person. So they will be given this drink of camphor. In other places we read about zanjabila, that which will be mixed with the flavor of ginger and all various other great, great enjoyments that Allah Ta'ala will give them. This drink of camphor which Allah Ta'ala will give them, it will be عَيْنَي يَشْرَبُ بِهَا عِبَادُ اللَّهِ. ایک چشمہ ہے جس سے پیتے ہیں بندے اللہ کے. It will be a fountain from which will be drinking these great servants of Allah تبارک و تعالی. يُفَجِّرُونَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. چلاتے ہیں وہ اس کی نالیا. And the water of it will be gushing forth from all sides. This special drink will be, ulama have written, it will be from the palace of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, its source and the beginning of it. From there it will flow into the palaces of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and to the palaces of the Abrar also. One other great quality of this, the ulama have written, will be also that wherever they will go and they will wish it must be there, the tributaries, the canals of it will just follow them. So wherever they are, very fresh drink, this drink they will get all the time. One very important thing to remember also, which we should not be unmindful of, that these great ni'mats of Jannat are undoubtedly there for the people of Jannat. But the greatest ni'mat is the being of Allah Ta'ala Himself. And whenever we ask also of Allah, we should not only ask of Jannat, but we should ask first for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. It has come. Oh Allah, I first ask you your pleasure, and then I ask of you your jannah. The pleasure of Allah Ta'ala will be such, there will be those people who will be in Jannah, and forever they will be in Jannah, but they will be blessed and honored only once to see Allah Ta'ala. There will be others who will see Allah Ta'ala only once in a year, others once in a month, once in a week, once in a day. And there are certain people that whenever they want to, they will be able to go and visit and see Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, that enjoyment, that when a person will see Allah, he will even forget Jannat and the pleasures and enjoyments of Jannat. There is no greater thing than the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in this world also, whatever ibadat we make it usually for sawab. But the greatest thing here also to make niyat of is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala must be pleased. And everything's value is according to the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. For example, we help out a poor needy person. Because we see that the person is desperate, he needs help, we help him out. But if a person did that, first he kept in mind, Allah, you will be pleased. And therefore I'm helping this person out. The value of that amal will increase tremendously. Much, much more it will increase. We do see to the needs of our household, for example. We get the sawab, it's our duty, we see to it. But if we do it for the pleasure of Allah, that Allah, you be pleased, that's why I'm doing this, that reward will be much, much more greater. So we should always keep in mind the great pleasure of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And then all these, Allah Ta'ala refers that to these great pleasures, and Allah Ta'ala now in front refers to those special a'mal these people used to do, these special actions and amals they used to do, because of which Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with these great ni'mat. So we should not be only looking at the ni'mat, but we should be looking at the things that take us to the ni'mat. The things that we have to be doing so that we get those great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.